Welcome back to the lesson today. I'm going to read some verses of scripture from 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. I would encourage you to read this entire chapter for yourself. This takes place at a time when the kingdom of Israel was in disarray. The head of state was acting like a madman. He was in a delusional state. He thought that his very best friend was his enemy. God had left him, and he was haunted with the realization that God would no longer talk with him. But God had another person in mind. God had one man in mind. It was a man that he'd used before in delivering Israel from a bad situation. You remember when David was a teenager, his father Jesse sent him on an errand to bring corn and oil and wine to his brothers and to the captains in the army and to find out how the war was going. Well, you remember how things were. When he got there, the war was not going too well. God's army was cowering down like cowards. The king was frustrated, searching for a person that could go up against this giant of a man called Goliath. When David saw what was happening, his righteous indignation began to flare up. He says, "How dare this man defy the armies of the living God? Why don't somebody go out and take him down, destroy him? Why do you allow this man, allow him to talk about our God like that?" And you know the story, how that David did slay the giant and had become the king's top soldier. But in the 22nd chapter of the book of Samuel, the relationship with Saul and David had changed tremendously. Now, Saul saw David only as an enemy, sought to kill him. But the Bible says that David escaped to the cave Adullam, and all his father's house went to him. And in verse 2, the Bible says, "And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him." The word discontented is used only once in the Bible, as I could find. I wonder why they were discontented. For one thing, they were in distress. And number two, they were in debt. Isn't that a lot like this world is today? Have you ever seen a world in more distress? Have you ever seen a time when so many people was in debt? Have you ever seen a generation so discontented? This was the condition in David's time, and this is the condition in our time. Friend, you don't have King David, the son of Jesse, to go to, but you do have King Jesus, the son of David. I find in Mark chapter 2 and verse 15, this is the place where Jesus was eating a meal that the apostle Matthew had prepared for him after Jesus gave him the invite to follow him. In Mark chapter 2 and verse 15, tells us that as Jesus sat at meat in Matthew's house, many publicans and sinners sat also together and with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many and they followed him. Oh, praise God. We may not have King David, the son of Jesse, but we have King Jesus, the son of David. So, friend, if you've got troubles, gather around and follow Jesus. All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.